This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Where's the Rice? Japan's sticky situation proves why future food visioning matters. Let's be honest, if Japan can't keep rice on the shelves, what hope is there for the rest of us? This isn't just about a grain. In Japan, rice is identity. It's politics, history, and soul food rolled into one neat, sticky little oval. And right now, it's also a source of national embarrassment. Shelves are bare, prices have doubled, and the country's agriculture minister just fell on his metaphorical sickle after admitting he's never had to buy rice because people give it to him. Nice for him. Not so nice for millions of ordinary Japanese who are now being rationed at the checkout. This debacle isn't just a one-off blunder. It's what happens when future visioning around food supply collapses under the weight of outdated policy, short-term thinking, and frankly, elite detachment. So how did it all go so wrong? Let's start with the basics. Japan's government has, for years, paid farmers not to grow rice. The logic? Keep prices up by reducing supply. But then came a perfect storm. Last year's heat waves cooked the crops, a mega quake alert triggered panic buying, wheat prices shot up thanks to the Ukraine war, and suddenly rice was back in hot demand. But there wasn't enough of it. And the government reserves locked up tighter than a Shinjuku vending machine. By the time the grain got released, it was too little, too late. And worse, only 10% of the release stock has actually reached supermarkets. Milling bottlenecks, wholesaler hoarding, ministerial head-scratching, all of the above. The fallout? Consumers angry, retailers scrambling, and Aeon, Japan's retail giant, now slinging US-grown Calrose rice just to fill the gap. That's like asking Italians to settle for instant pasta. The real question is, could all of this have been avoided? Plant more rice, loosen the grip of JA, Japan Agricultural Cooperatives, modernise the supply chain, get real about the climate, track food flows in real time, and for heaven's sake, stop assuming farmers and eaters will just suck it up when the system breaks. Because here's the deeper truth, this isn't just a Japanese problem, it's a global case study in what happens when governments don't have a food future plan. Climate disruptions, demographic shifts, political missteps, these aren't what-ifs anymore, they're the new norm. And in a nation where the average farmer is 69 years old and the agricultural workforce has halved in two decades, what's the plan for 2030? Robots, imports, air-fried sushi. Japan's rice crisis should be a wake-up call for every country still pretending food just magically appears in supermarkets. It's not just about calorie counts or economics anymore. It's about resilience, adaptability, and the will to imagine something smarter. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.